Dr. Halberdier, now dictating claim no longer ran. Allie, R-A-Y-E-N, last name A-L-L-U-I, birthday 12-6-06. Dictation 10-5-24. Patient presents with history of a injury to left knee, playing elite softball, states that she was grabbed by while running to home plate, was grabbed by catcher and thrown to the ground with injury to left knee and left leg. Was unable to bear weight or flex knee. Review of symptoms on contributory past history. History of a particular injury to right and left knee involving anterior cruciate ligaments without surgery. Per chiropractor, social family history, non-contributory physicals, and general appearance, patients in moderate distress, extremities, swelling to the left anterior knee, including patella and lateral aspects of knee with restricted range of motion, 15 degrees with abrasion overlying patella, with diffuse tenderness, increased in lateral collateral area, possible effusion to knee, with extensive soft tissue injury. Gait limited because of inability to straighten knee, neurovascular tendons without unclear what extent of injury to tendon, neurovascular injury, skin, abrasion as above, to left anterior knee, head, eyes, ears, and throat to normal limits. Next up without masses. Lungs, cross, rotation, percussion, heart rate, rhythm, down, murmuric up. Abdomen soft, that again, mainly tenderness. A patient had x-ray of left knee, showing no acute fractures. Articular bony projection noted to lateral aspect. This possible ossification of old knee injury involving anterior cruciate ligaments. Impression it's above. Moderate severe injury with anterior contusion. Abrasion left knee. Correction, please. Final diagnosis. Abrasion, contusion to left knee, moderate, severe. Under diagnosis, patient given Toradol 60 milligrams in the office with prescription of Toradol to continue to apply ice elevation at home, continuing on weight bearing with application of a brace in the future. Patient MRI because of history of previous internal cruciate ligament injuries, and because of acute injury, MRI was ordered in the left knee, which advised to follow up with orthopedists who have seen patients in the past for further evaluation and treatment to come here for interpretation of MRI. If unable to see orthopedists, in the near future, with non-weight-bearing limited ambulation in school, to continue to use crutches, if not actively playing softball for season, to abstain from athletic endeavors until released by orthopedists. Thank you, Dr. Halmbidger.